kinds of statements. You will hear them, and they will come into counseling many times stating, I want help with my marriage, or I want help with my children. And when you push it, they will say, I want to help me. But ultimately, what they're really saying is, I want you to help me so I can help this person change and make my life better. And they get all sorts of statements like that. And so we want to talk about this issue this morning, about biblical priorities. But before we do, let's ask the Lord to help us in our thinking. Father, we thank you for all that you've done for us. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for all that you've given us in your word. Thank you for your Holy Spirit. Above all, we thank you for salvation and for what that means to us in a different way we can see life than the rest of the world. Thank you for this opportunity. Thank you for this topic of priorities. And we ask that you'll help as we think through this issue. Help us to understand that you've given us guidelines that will help us in many of our decisions based on the priorities you've laid out. Bless our time together, for it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen. Now let's talk about it from a standpoint of how important are the priorities. They were of great importance in the life of Christ. And we have these passages, you have them there in your notes, and I want us to go through these and understand how important they were in the life of Christ. And I'll read through these, you have them there in your notes. Jesus said, my hour has not yet come. And then he says, an hour is coming. And again, an hour is coming. And again, an hour is coming. He is focusing on something, a time framework. And he said, my time has not yet come. And because his hour had not yet come, and for his hour had not come. And then in John 9:4, we must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. And then in John 12:23, the hour has come. And in John 12:31, now judgment is upon this world. And in John 13:1, Jesus, knowing that his hour has come, and then in John 17, in his prayer, he said, Jesus, or Father, the hour has come. And then on the cross, he said, it is finished. Galatians 4:4, Paul says, when the fullness of the time came, God sent forth his Son. These passages all teach us that Jesus lived a goal-oriented life. There were many things he didn't do because they didn't fit in with his Father's goals. There were many things he did tirelessly because they did fit in with his Father's goals. And his most important priority was pleasing his Father, and he knew the plan and he lived it. Now keep in mind, you know this, we all know it, it's easy to be busy and hard to be effective. Effectiveness is doing in a given situation what God wants you to do. You could say it this way. Efficiency is doing things right. Effectiveness is doing the right things. Efficiency is doing things right. Effectiveness is doing the right things. In order to accomplish the effectiveness that God wants us, we have to have priorities. And we need to be goal-oriented, know where we're going. And it's not surprising that the Bible makes that an issue for you and I, for every believer. In 1 John 2:6, he who says he abides in him ought himself also to walk in the same manner as he walked. And Psalm 39:4, Lord, make me to know my end and what is the measure of my days and the extent of my days. Psalm 90:12, teach us to number our days. That's a very important point. Number our days. Ephesians 5:16, making the most of your time. Take advantage of your time. And Paul in Philippians 3 said, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. So you and I must live goal-oriented, priority-oriented lives. And yet how many people are more concerned to be busy than to be effective? Now let's look at some values for being a goal-oriented person. And these are very important. Knowing your goals are God's goals gives you confidence. Psalm 1, talks about the tree planted by the rivers of water. This tree is strong and confident. It can stand the storms of life. It may bend, but it doesn't break because it's rooted and grounded. And we have Caleb's goal. He said, "Give me this mountain." And this goal was such that it gave him confidence to ask for his inheritance. Pardon me, I'm just not used to that sound. I got to get used to it. I guess it's all right. We'll go on. Our goal is to honor God, so we'll keep going. Goals provide directions for daily decisions. It's interesting, and people in management talk about having people elevated to positions of management, and one of their greatest hindrances is their inability to make decisions. And that's true of many believers. We can be guilty of being mystics in our Christianity. Now, I'm going to meddle a little bit. First off, Monday morning, so hang on. We end up using our subjectivity in our decision-making, and here's how we do it. And in fact, we misuse Scripture to do it. We'll say, let me put it this way. Let me define it in a way a counselee said. I know that's not in the Bible, and that's not what God wants me to do, but I have peace about it. We've made many times as Christians our subjectivity the authority instead of God's word. And many times we say, I won't make a decision until I have peace about it. And we use all sorts of scriptures out of context and misuse them to make that our guideline. The Bible nowhere makes that a guideline. And so sometimes this absence of peace is a spiritual veil for indecisiveness. And so when we have biblical goals and priorities, that's going to help us make decisions. And we want to make decisions that are most consistent with the goals that God has for us. Also, priorities help us to provide unity and meaning to a diversity of work. You have thousands of things to do in your week. How are you going to decide which to do? It's easy to get scattered and depressed. I liken some people like the guy who jumped on his horse and rode off in all directions. And there's many things to be done out there. And the question is, how do you decide what to do? By having goals and priorities. And also in the process, these goals and priorities focus your energy. As I said, it's easy to be busy and hard to be effective. And a person who doesn't have goals and doesn't have priorities is going to be hurrying all over, doing all sorts of things. They're living by impulses, and nothing is going to be accomplished. And the goals focus your energy. Goals provide obedience to God's commands and God's objectives. Let me ask you this. What is the biggest reason believers have for not increasing their service ministry? What would you say? Not enough time. Too busy. We're too busy. Why are we too busy? Well, we'd like to have a 36-hour day. And if we had a 36-hour day, we'd still be too busy. And the fact is, we don't prioritize our time. It's interesting. Years ago when I was in practice, I would get up in the morning and I'd say, Lord, this is your day. You do whatever you want. And in my mind, I was mentally planning my day. I was going to have breakfast with the family, and then I'm going to go to the hospital, make hospital rounds, and come back, have lunch with the family, and then go to the office and come back and have supper with the family and have a church meeting that day. Kind of had it all planned out in my mind. Well, before breakfast is over, the phone rings, and I have to make a house call the opposite direction of the hospital. And all the way to that, I'm driving down the road, I'm grumbling and complaining. Oh, boy, I'm not going to get rounds done. I'm not going to get lunch. I'm going to be back to the office late, and they're going to gripe and complain all afternoon because I'm late in the office. You know what it's like to go to the doctor's office and wait. Well, now you know one of the reasons. At least it wasn't that day. And I'm muttering and complaining to myself, and all of a sudden the Lord reminds me, wait a minute, you prayed this morning that I could do whatever I wanted to with your day, and I have, so quit your griping. Now, if you took your plan for the day and laid it on God's plan, would they match? We have to keep in mind, when we have God's plans and God's objectives and God's goals for the day, it's going to be easier to be obedient to those objectives and accomplish what God